Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Do not touch.
My knuckle hit it. My phalanges.
Those phalanges, man, they are always getting in the way.
Getting in the way.
Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm. Calm down, Oli. Or wherever it is that you get podcasts.
Not a liver
from.
Spot. Not my dog spot.
Hey, don't you dare.
My spot.
Don't you dare disrespect the Four Horsemen. Wherever you are, we appreciate you tuning in, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo. Over in Tupelo, it'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in West Days.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
I wonder what the East Days is like.
I don't know. I wonder if there's
scoundrels over there.
What's funny is West Days is about as far north in Mississippi as you can get. So I don't know. I don't know where the rest of those days are.
Days are going by.
Yes.
But they are.
That's a very deep statement, actually.
Yes.
The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Guys, I love to cook out on the weekends. I know my weekends are about to start getting a little tighter on me here with football season coming around. So you best believe these last two, I will be out there working the grill, and beef will be on the grill. But if you're just cooking a great weeknight meal, guys, beef is so versatile. It's easy. It's quick to cook. It goes with everything. Make your family a great meal tonight with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Guys, we are just days away from the start of the college football season. If you haven't gotten the new polo yet, it's time to do it. Get it at College Corner. They've got the logos that you want with the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. And they've got all sorts of great designs and name brands, simple, cool polos. I say it all the time. Like, I don't want one of these polos that has like a different color sleeve and has stripe. I just want a simple maroon polo with a white logo or a white polo with a maroon logo. You could talk me into gray or black, but that's about the limit for me. If you want some shirts like that, I know where to go get them. College Corner, Jackson area, ridden by Fleet Feet, flown by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. What you laughing at?
I was just reading one of T-Bob's tweets.
Oh, that guy. Restaurant Tyler. I'm still thinking about our last trip to Restaurant Tyler, and I tell you guys, it was not going to be long before I have to make another one there. Because
I mean, it was literally like 2 days ago.
It was literally 2 days ago.
And we're already ready.
That may have been the best part of the week, to be totally honest with you. And
well,
I'm ready to get back.
We just had another.
We had a great show. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but yeah, and I'm going to have another one tomorrow.
Yeah,
won a good streak this week for eating out, but it started with a trip to Restaurant Tyler for lunch, and you should do the same if you want to enjoy the best blue plate in the state of Mississippi. I'll tell you where you can go get it here in Starkville, Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to get them on your schedule, and you need a bank that knows you the way it knows your money. You're going to get that with our friends at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Rumblings Day here on the podcast. Woo! This is Robbie's favorite day.
John Mateer just pulled a Bill Clinton.
That's exact. All right, we'll start there. That's exactly what he should have done because there's no way to prove it, right? Just say, yeah, me and my friends were just goofing around and I put sports betting on there. There's no way to prove it.
Well, we have Arch Manning. Arch Manning's has come to surface. And I mean,
what did Arch Manning pay for? Oh, no. Oh no.
Just that's something that I'm
I
sure didn't actually happen.
have sent some Venmo descriptions that, just to get a laugh.
Like you said, like an eggplant or.
I don't think I can't say it. Can't say
Well,
it.
what I'm talking about is like what
Yeah,
T-Bob
I know
just
what you're
the
saying.
T-Bot thing just
Yeah.
made an account for T-Bob and
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. We're all on the same page.
yeah, so
So
yeah, like
Pelletier did the right thing there. And like I don't care if you gambled or not.
how are they
You
gonna
can't prove it. So just to deny it, and the NCAA is gonna have to, they can't say anything.
how in the world can they prove
They
that?
cannot. Unless the other guy comes forward and just doesn't like John Mateer and be like, oh, absolutely it was for gambling. But
Well, if that guy's still a bookie, which I'm guessing is who that guy
yeah,
is,
he's not gonna talk.
he's not talking
Exactly. So
unless he's out of the deal and he's,
he's not. He's
he
not.
feels bad about it.
So Rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. It could have been disaster for Oklahoma football this year if John Mateer was going to be ineligible. And I don't know that Paul Davis Restoration could have been the one to call. But I was told we were talking to our friends Nathan and Steven at that lunch today, and he was talking about they had a problem at the church. And he said they called Paul Davis and they were there in 2 hours and they got everything taken care of. This is the kind of people we're dealing with Paul Davis Restoration. Good people that know how to fix problems when you have water, fire, mold, storm damage, whatever it is, they are on call 24/7. And not only are they going to put you back to normal, they're going to put you back better than ever with their property improvement services. Give them a call today if you need them. 662-769-7285. That's in the Golden Triangle area. It's also in Tupelo. Let Paul Davis Restoration bring your property back to life.
I got my Paul Davis hat on, ready for the
You ready to
rumble.
roll? Let's go. Ryan Reynolds, the actor?
My friends.
My favorite soccer player that got me into watching the EPL left Tottenham last week for LAFC. Do you have a time where your favorite player from your favorite team signed with another team, and how'd you go on supporting them? First off, I know who the player is.
I do
Ryan,
not.
it's a hun we were making this joke all last week on Sports Talk, and we finally talked about it. Every time I saw Borky, I was like, are we going to talk about Sun Heung-min going to from
You
Tottenham to
would.
LAFC? And finally, I think on Thursday, because we talked about it because the city councilwoman of Los Angeles, when they were having like the introductory press conference, she said, we expect you to score for us in that World Cup. And I'm like, he's Korean. He doesn't play for us in the World Cup.
Oh boy.
Idiot politicians. That being said, I mean, Ryan, you're a State fan. You have enough misery. You didn't really have to pick Tottenham. Yes, to answer your question, yes.
Hey, aren't they the Hot Spurs or whatever?
Tottenham Hotspur. Yeah.
I knew that.
You did. So, Will Clark left the Giants, and he played for three other teams, but I stayed with the Giants. I hoped he did well, but I cheered for the Giants ahead of him.
I will never cheer for a, I will never follow a player
Right.
to their team.
I have, like, my cousin Steven. He was a Shaq fan. So wherever Shaq was, that was the team he cheered for.
The most annoying instance of that was when LeBron went to the Heat.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So many Heat fans.
I used to, me and Jamar Chaney used to get into verbal like spats
Better
over
be
the,
careful.
yeah,
They
like, well,
take you out.
I made sure he knew I wasn't challenging to him fight,
Yeah.
but me and him would get in back because I was a huge Lakers fan. He was, can you feel the heat? Is what he always tweeted.
Yeah.
Now, and like, I would always like joke with him, like, Jamar, you couldn't name a single Heat player before
Yeah.
LeBron got there, but
Yeah.
now you're the biggest Heat fan of all time.
So what's funny is you and I think you know this as well as a Laker fan. Like when LeBron joined the Lakers, I was conflicted because I was like, I've spent my whole time. I respect him, but I was always a Kobe guy. And to be honest with you, I still am. But like he became a Laker and I was like, all right, I'll cheer for him. But you had to. So that's another situation where somebody you don't really care for signs with your team. And that happens. That being said, Ryan, you got to drop Tottenham. You don't want to deal with that. Graham Yateman. Well, we are just on a Premier League start here. It starts this weekend, Robbie. I'm excited.
Yes.
Which clubs will finish top four and who's getting relegated? Robbie, your thoughts.
I think that you just
You're on the
I
record
want to
with
be
this.
very I want to be very fair to everybody. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here. So I'm just gonna say it's gonna be wide open.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say I think Liverpool are the favorites to win again. And then I think the top four are going to be Arsenal, Chelsea, and Manchester City after them. But I will say this, I don't think it's going to be like last year Liverpool ran away with it. I think this year it's going to be a really tight race into the final weeks. Who's going to get relegated? I think this is the year Wolves go down. I hope Sunderland stays up, but I don't see it happening. And then Leeds probably go back down too. I hope so. I hate Leeds. Which club will make it the furthest in the Champions League from the Premier League? Chelsea. The great entertainers of the Champions League. They always pull a deep run. So I'll go Chelsea. I hope so. I'll enjoy that. All right, Brick Thomas. If you could have one dead or alive Mississippi State player at the Not Fall camp at Two Brothers, who would you choose? I'm definitely picking dead. I'm definitely bringing somebody back to life. People will show up for that. That'll go viral.
Yeah, like if you're like,
Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe this.
Yes.
We have Jackie Parker
Yeah. Kent
here. I'm
Hall
like,
is here with
what?
us.
And there he
And
is.
it's actual Kent Hall. Yeah, that would be
Yeah,
incredible.
that would be
So, yeah.
insane. That'd be like, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah. What are y'all's thoughts on
Could
this?
you and I go back in time and go
Yeah.
grab
Yes.
C.R. Duty Noble and Alan McKean and bring
Yeah.
them on?
I would love to talk to Alan McKean.
I want Duty Noble and Alan McKean in the same interview.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
You fired me.
what do you think about this?
It was
What
one.
what's your take on this?
Yeah, exactly. What are y'all's thoughts on the new Sonic Dill Pickle Slushy? I think that if you ever buy me one of those, we're going to fight. What
That's
about you? Have you
new?
had one?
Is that
I
new?
don't know.
I thought that had already
Buddy,
happened.
I don't
Wasn't
look at his
there like a
pickles.
thing? Wasn't there like a trend where people were mixing Dr. Pepper and pickle juice or something at Sonic? There was
I
a
remember that.
weird thing
Yeah,
people were
yeah.
doing.
I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, so yeah, no, I have not. Now, I'm not one of those people like I just seek out like pickle juice to drink, but I do like a good dill
I know
pickle.
you do, so.
And every now and then when we're getting to the bottom of the jar and we're done with the jar, I will gulp down some pickle juice.
Also from break, will the Dublin Ireland game live up to the hype? I mean, is there a lot of hype? I mean, it's a good matchup, but I don't know there's a ton of hype.
What is this?
The game next weekend, week zero game, Kansas State, Iowa State.
I don't
The
know.
Aer Lingus
The
Classic.
fact that I just had to ask,
Yeah,
what is
there's been
that?
hype. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
We might be on a different section of the internet than Brick, though.
Yeah,
Like,
that's true.
it's kind of like the difference between a millennial
Yes.
and, I mean, I guess I'm technically a millennial, but like whatever this
I'm
generation
Gen
is
X.
below
Yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Z or what? I don't know.
Gen Z is the one, the next one. Yeah. So
Yes.
there's no Gen Y, I don't think.
Well, it's I don't know. I think there's just such a big gap that like
Yeah.
we want to distance these people away
I
from each
got you.
other.
All right. Alan asks us, why is it most media are talking about the game against USM? They only mention that USM has brought in talent upgrades. They fail to mention State has done the same with arguably better talent. Do they do this as rage baiting to State fans, to clicks? I mean, who's clicking? I always laugh when people say like your tweets are clickbait. There's nothing to click.
And like, not to mention, like, do you think I'm making money?
I'm not
And
making money off Twitter.
I said that one time to someone who's like, well, you're not doing it right. Like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah,
Like,
I'm not paying for Twitter.
no.
Anyway, the answer that question kind of goes with one that we have a little later. So we're going to come back to this question, Alan,
Okay.
because there's another question that kind of works against it, to be honest with you. Six Packs Peak asks, what is your favorite Thanksgiving memory? I know my least favorite.
99 Egg Bowl.
That's got to be number one, yeah.
Yep. I remember a lot from that day. We had the whole family over my mom's side. They came down from like Madison. They stayed with us. And we had Thanksgiving. And then that night, my dad was going to take whoever wanted to go to the Egg Bowl. And like nobody, like none of my cousins wanted to go. I always thought that was weird. Like, why do you not want to go to this game? It was a huge game. And I went with my mom and dad and her two sisters, and nobody else went with us. And I've told this before, but we left in the fourth quarter. My dad was like, "Well, we got to beat the traffic, and they're not doing anything offensively. Let's just get out of here. They're gonna lose." And sure enough, we're listening to Jack Crystal's call of the interception and all
Yeah.
that in front of the Church of God driving back.
Not great.
Yeah.
I've done
But it was
that.
still like,
Yeah.
it was a great memory, but the fact that I missed it
Mine's gonna be
still haunts me.
98 Egg Bowl. Drinking champagne in the Grove after winning the SEC West, taking a picture under the Arch of Champions. That was
It
a lot of
rained that
fun.
day, didn't it? It was
It
kind
was
of,
not, no, it wasn't bad. 98? No.
it must have been 96.
96 it poured down.
Yeah.
But that was on a Saturday.
And I,
That was not a Thanksgiving day.
yeah, that's right.
So Honorable mention to catching a second wind at Six Peck Speaks House during the Cowboys game every year. Every year, about midway through the second quarter, you'd hear the women in the kitchen putting the plates back out, and we'd all just be sitting there watching the game and like, I'm hungry again. And they just go in there and make you another plate. Get that second wind, what that is.
What was
That's
this?
that was the gesture for the second wind. Exactly. Steven knows what it's up.
that like a is that the like some of the dances off the 40-year-old
So if you
virgin?
would be sitting there after eating, and then like 2 hours later, you could just look over at somebody and just go.
That's the second wind
And they're
dance.
like, I got the second wind.
Wait, that y'all literally,
We made it
that's a
up.
thing.
It's a thing. The
You
second, yeah.
didn't just do that now.
No, we used to do that all the time. The second wind dance. Yeah, let them know I got good. Let's go. Second wind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, what do you want? Everybody, family's got its things.
I guess so.
Yeah. Steve
That
Keaton.
that's the Augustinelli,
Hey,
like
Dad.
that
Yeah.
on Thanksgiving. It's
Yeah.
like, hey,
Second
look,
wind.
after you take your nap and
Yeah. If
you.
John's listening, he'll chime in too.
That's great.
Yeah. No, we didn't get a nap because we would watch the Cowboys. We were watching football.
Cowboys and Lions or something.
Yeah. Steve Keaton. Is that the father of Alex and Mallory? If you were putting together the quarterback depth chart behind Chapin, would concerns around the state of the transfer portal, the future of return of investment on redshirting be a factor, or would it be solely based on the current ability to run the offense this season? I think you have to go just currently based on what you have. You can't worry about the portal. You have to, your backup quarterback has to be the second best quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that. I
Okay.
mean, don't really have anything else to add.
Oh, there you go. Brogan Fairchild asked us, after listening to all the interviews with the assistant coaches, which one were you the most impressed with? I will say it's Anthony Tucker, just because when you listen to him do an interview, you're like, how is this guy a good recruiter? But he is. I'm impressed.
I like Cliff Odom a lot.
Odom was very good.
I like John Cooper a lot.
Yeah.
Phil Loadholt's like kind of just to the
He
point,
was so laid back. It really threw me
laid
off.
back. But there's somebody else that was really good. I thought Matt Barnes was pretty good.
Yeah.
They're all not like like super per like their personality is not like blow you away.
Yeah.
They're kind of all kind of down the earth, quiet guys for the most part. Most of them are, but some of them more than others really they added some really good. I thought, like I said, I thought John Cooper had some really good thoughts on his room.
Yeah.
We just don't talk about the tight ends that much. Like it wasn't a super intriguing thing to talk about. Same thing with special teams. Both of those guys I thought were two of the more impressive ones.
Trey Spangler wants our favorite Egg Bowl moment of all time. I mean,
I
I gotta go
mean,
back to not,
99
I gotta
is.
go back 98, 99, those back-to-back years.
That's up
I
there.
mean,
13 is there.
yeah. 16.
19.
16 just destroying them in Oxford. And that would be, I didn't know it at the time that that was going to be Freeze's last game in, at Ole Miss.
You kept waiting for them to get going, and they just never did.
So that game, so they did get good. They tied the game at 20. State was up. State should have been up like 30 points. And they tied the game. And then you have the long touchdown by Fred Ross. And from that point on, it was over. They just quit. And
The
State just hammered them.
seeing State do, like run the read option and Elton Jenkins like lead blocking was like borderline
It
erotic.
was.
Like with like them just absolutely devastating them in the front seven.
There's a great clip of that you can find online of a play like that, and he's coming right at Tony Connor, and you know Tony Connor as a freshman probably puts his nose in there and makes a tackle. Tony Connor after 3 years of injuries,
2013.
yeah, in 2016 Tony Connor makes a business decision and he just gets out of the way.
Like Nick Fitzgerald just stomped him in the ground. Aries Williams was incredible.
Yeah,
You had a big moment from Malik Deer.
I remember in the first half of that game I was like, man, Harris Williams is going to break the rushing record for a single game in this game. And he ended up rushing for almost 200 yards. But it was Fitzgerald who broke the record because he had those two long runs in the second half.
He got pushed down after he had
Zedrick Wood.
crossed the like That was the like prototypical Ole Miss
I always made
thing.
that joke. I was like, find someone who loves you the way Zedrick Woods loves pushing somebody who's already scored.
And across the goal line.
There's like four instances of him pushing somebody into the end zone,
like
basically.
I felt forever like that was the Ole Miss thing.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
Mississippi State started doing it.
Yeah.
And then I figured that's just what bad
Yeah,
defenses
bad
do.
defenses do it. 307 Bulldog. After which game is State most likely to be ranked this football season? You're talking to a guy who predicted them to go 4-8.
If
So
they start 4-0,
they could be 25th, 24th.
yeah. I don't know if they will after Arizona State if they win that game, but if they start 4-0 coming into Tennessee, people are going to want that to be hyped up, them in Tennessee. I think that's certainly a possibility. Things change so fast in college football with media, like the media, and I'm one of those, we make such rash judgments. Like if we see, we were talking at lunch about the LSU game in 2020 and how I remember waking up that next day, going to church and reading Twitter and seeing KJ Costello in the Heisman odds.
Yeah.
And, you know, if State right now is viewed at the bottom of the SEC, if they beat Arizona State,
It changes.
people will be talking about Mississippi State.
Yeah.
So they could easily climb up into the top 25 fairly quickly.
Let's see here. Will Carruth ask us, could the Howland tournament team or any of the Jans teams beat the 2008 Stansberry team? So that's Jamont Gordon's last year. That's Charles Rhodes' last year, right?
That is the last.
That
I'm
won a
guessing
tournament
this
game.
is. I'm guessing that's the year. He said 2008. Does that mean?
That's the 08.
Does that mean it started in 08, or
That's the
does it mean it?
07, 08 team.
Okay, so that was the when they lost to Memphis.
Yeah.
Okay, could the Howland tournament team? No.
Oh, I don't know. With Q,
They
with
didn't win anything. They didn't win a tournament game. They lost to Liberty.
I mean, I understand that, but that still was a talented team.
Was a talented team, but so was that 08 team. Jamont Gordon at point, Charles Rhodes. I don't think people
Oh,
were.
he bosses on that team.
D. Boss was on that team.
So your starting lineup,
Barry Stewart was on that team.
that year, if I'm remembering correctly, should be Bost with Barry Stewart, Ravern Johnson at the two.
Wait,
This isn't the right
no,
team.
that's
This
the
isn't the
year.
right
That's the
team.
year after. That's the year
This is
after.
08, 09. You're right. Hold on. Let me see if I
Oh,
can.
7-08
Can
was
I go back a year? Yeah, there
Barry
it is.
Stewart, Charles Rhodes, Jamont Gordon,
Yeah.
who else was on it? Phil Turner,
So your starting five, if I'm correct, is Jamont Gordon,
Jarvis Bernardo was on that team.
Ben Hansbrough at the
They're
two.
not winning that game.
Yeah.
Ben Hansbrough was on that team too.
With Rhodes, Varnado, and then probably like Phil Turner at the
Phil
three.
Turner was there.
Okay.
That's the team that should have beaten Memphis,
Yeah.
who went to the
They
national
were really good.
championship.
I'm not saying, but I think that 2000, what year was that? 19, the 18, 19 team? They were five seed.
I realized they were talented, but 5-on-5, this
Yeah.
team almost beat a national
I
title
like
runner-up. That
the other
team.
team's bench better because they've got Perry and Woodard coming off the
Yeah,
bench.
I don't think I don't think the depth and the talent is so much of an issue as much as it is like that team was
So
really good with
let's just let me just let me see if I can
as a
remember.
veteran team too.
So the point guard, it's going to be Jamont versus Nick Weatherspoon. I definitely go Jamont.
Yeah.
But at the two, Hansbrough versus Q.
Yeah, well
I'm going
that
Q.
yeah, but I mean
Okay.
Hansbrough's holding his own.
I agree with that. I'm not saying it's a walk-off or anything. So at the three, Phil Turner
Walk-off.
and who's the three?
That year was
Oh, wait, hold on. We're
Woodard
wrong. We're wrong.
was on.
We're wrong. Lamar Peters is the point guard for this team.
Yeah, he
So
was.
I still take Jamont.
Yeah. They're
So
different. They're just the Jamont would have been really physical for Lamar. I don't.
Let me look here. I've forgotten a lot of this.
Robert Woodard versus Charles Rhodes.
That's a great matchup. Rhodes wins, but that's a fun matchup to. Oh,
Rhodes is more
Tyson
aggressive.
Carter's the two. I'm
Yeah.
still I'm going Tyson over Hansbrough.
Hansbrough, I think, does more.
Yeah, but
Hansbrough would D it out and defend a little
and
bit.
then you've got
Tyson
Q is at the three over Phil Turner. I'm definitely going Q there. Rhodes at the four against
You're looking at it You're looking at it a little different. I'm just taking like when you get out there and you play pickup basketball. I'm not taking
Oh, I'm
like
playing a game.
who is the better player. I'm talking about like that team, how they were playing down the stretch compared to Mississippi State's 19 team, 18, whatever, playing down the stretch. Again, that's a team that lost to Liberty in the first round of the
They
tournament.
did. They did.
Mississippi State beat Oregon, and they should have beat Memphis. So I just think that that team was built different. But mentally, they were built. They were tough.
They would.
Jarvis Renardo was one of the best
Rhodes
players
and
of our country.
Varnado, Rhodes and Varnado against Holman and Adu is a mismatch.
Yeah,
So yeah.
you know,
Now
Reggie, having Reggie come off the bench
what
matters.
about Allen? What about Jans's second team? So I've got Hubbard, I've got Matthews. Matthews and Tolu Smith can physically match up with Varnado and Charles Rhodes. But my problem is who is stopping Jamont Gordon? Nobody. I guess you put Matt.
No, I'm definitely going
Yeah.
08 with
I'm
him.
putting Matthews on Jamont Gordon in that situation. And then I don't know. Maybe I have to go big and let Jimmy Bell play. I don't
And
know.
who do you have on Rhodes
Tolu.
and Vinardo?
You go Tolu and Jimmy Bell. You go big. And you have
Who?
Hubbard and Hubbard and Hubbard's out there on Hansborough. What'd it be some three balls getting dropped in that one? And then the three,
Barry Stewart.
Phil Turner. No, it's not Barry Stewart, it's Phil Turner.
Barry Stewart was on that team, is what I'm saying,
He
though.
didn't play much though, did he?
He came off the bench.
Okay. I'm trying to think like the starting three was Phil Turner, and he would have been who's state starting three? Who was the starting three that year? Oh, it was DJ Jeffries. I like that. That one's closer. That one's closer. If I play
DJ
big,
Jeffers would
I gotta play.
defend,
You've
but
got to play. You've got to play. I mean, what's Phil Turner doing?
from a sheer like talent, like these teams shouldn't be that comparable, but that
I gotta be
team.
honest with you. I think you're a little biased. I know you love Rhodes and Gordon in that team. I know you do.
Oh, I do, but I also love that those teams with.
Yeah.
I just thought they underperformed. I thought this team overperformed. I thought that
That
it,
team
the
had was
mentality
not
of
great in the regular season.
the mentality of the 08 team is why I'm giving them the edge. And you had the
Although that
arguably the greatest shot blocker of all time on that team.
was well, it's not
Well,
arguably. It's the
no,
greatest.
I think you could make an argument, but from a number standpoint, you can't. But I think that you could make an argument. There's people up there with Jarvis. He just stayed long enough to break the record. But you look at the players that they had, and you got Jamont Gordon playing point guard. He's not your prototypical point guard,
No.
but he was tough as nails. He was built like a linebacker.
That's what I'm saying. Him versus Cam Matthews would be a lot of fun to watch.
I mean,
They
he
would
just
beat the
got
hell
in
out
your
of each other.
grill and just wore you down, man. Like, what point guards could handle that?
Point. All right. Ian Ladner, in the videos released by State, the corners are running with the wide receiver. Now, the defense wins the first scrimmage, just like last season. How is this not worrisome about another year of poor wide receiver separation? Well, who says it's not worrisome? It's definitely worrisome. Like, I would like to see more from the offense than I'm
Well, I
seeing.
mean, and here's the problem when you're looking at this. We dealt with this yesterday. You're watching a 10-second
You
clip.
can't
You
take.
have absolutely no other frame of reference for the entire scrimmage. What if Mississippi State's defensive line in that scrimmage had 10 sacks?
Right.
What if Fluff Bothwell
Yeah, that's just one play.
averaged 2 yards a carry? I doubt it, but we can't just take what we see from these highlights
Yeah.
and just present it as gospel. And also, like on this, like, why isn't it that the cornerbacks are better than expected? Why
Right.
does it have to be that the wide receivers just are not getting separation?
Exactly.
What if it's the cornerbacks are better than we thought? We won't know until we see these players against other teams. So I think it's just too early to know for sure. I don't think we're gonna know anything until that happens.
All right, here's the question I was talking about. Kyle asks, if you only consider Haydad's three-question theory of who has the best head coach, the best quarterback, and who is the home team, who has the advantage in the Mississippi State Southern Miss game? I mean, Huff is more proven than Lebby, right? I think Braxton is I mean, he was the Conference US or the Sun Belt Player of the Year last year. And then in the games at Hattiesburg. So when you go back to what Alan asked us, like, why do people think Southern, talking about so good about Southern? It's a, there's a threat. There's a chance they could win.
There is, but here's where I disagree with this. I think that applies when you have when you're talking about SEC games. When you're an SEC team versus a Group of Five team, that shouldn't be part of the major equation.
You're correct.
It, like if
It
that the
couldn't.
only if that's the only thing you're using, yeah, I think that you do start to think Southern Miss is going to win that game.
Right.
But if you look at it as
You
you're
look
in
at
the
other.
SEC and they're in the Group of Five and they've been god awful for a long time and you just kind of hit a bad stretch, but you feel like you've improved, you should go into that game and you should feel like you're going to go in there and dominate that game.
You should, but when you lose to Toledo the way State did, you can't. Until you do it. Now, look, if State goes down,
It's definitely the Toledo thing is
if State
buddying up
goes
there
down there
for
and wins big, it's like a reboot.
yeah.
It's like, all right, they're back to normal. It's fine. But
That's
if
why I think
it,
that game is so
it's
big. Like
safe.
you can't just win that thing
Yeah.
by
You
10.
got to win big. You got to win the way you're supposed to win, right? Jackson Waddle asks us, could y'all please put in a good word for whom it may concern, with whom it may concern about changing the entrance song back to For Whom the Bell Tolls? Also, is money for nothing a reference to what fans are getting when investing in the state football right now? No.
I mean, it is, but I don't think that's what they were going for.
No, they aren't. We you and I are in agreement that they've got to tweak the money for nothing to like have the drum solo as they're walking through, and then,
Yes.
but if they do that, it'll be cool. But that being
You've
said,
got to
I did
start that.
prefer For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yeah, but this could be really cool too.
It can be.
You've got to start that when they're walking up the ramp out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Like you got to go ahead and start
Like
doing it
when
if
the
it
doors open, you hear that.
before that.
Oh, even then?
Yes.
It's like the doors open, it's like the first hit of the drums,
Yeah.
and then it's just the drums all the way through the
And
tunnel.
what you got to have is the light, LED lights have got every time the drumstick hits a tom,
It's
the
got
LED
it
lights are popping
popping, yeah.
on cue.
Yeah.
And then the whenever
That's when the door's
that's when the
coming up.
door comes up,
Yeah.
that
It
is an
works. I
entrance.
agree.
If you're not going to do that,
Go back to 400 built, though.
yeah.
All right, one more before we go to the break here. Honey Badger Hell Dog. That's a lot going
Okay.
on there. Rank these historic rivalries based on toxicity. Number one being the most toxic. MSU Ole Miss, Brian versus Farrod Green, Robbie versus Cotton, and Bob versus Robbie. No more toxic rivalry than Bob versus Robbie. They
That
hated
was really
each other.
toxic.
They hated each other.
I don't know where that started. Bob, you know, Bob is the person that got me started in podcasts. We
He's got jealous eyes, brother.
So no, what happened was y'all were looking at Bulldog Sports Radio for interns,
Yeah.
and Bob was in charge of finding interns.
Yeah.
So me and him were talking about it, and I was like, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
And so he got me interning, and I had my own show.
I remember your show was first called The Solid Verbal,
It was.
and people were like, there's already a podcast called The Solid
That's
Verbal.
how little
Yeah.
I knew about
So we had to
podcasting.
change it like the next week or
Cheap
something.
labor.
Yeah. So we'll write Bob Robbie one, State Ole Miss two. Brian Farrod Green lasted for a couple years before we finally met at Media Days and got through all that. Robbie Cotton, it's too new. We don't know enough about it yet.
There's words on the street that this has made its way to the Delta. This rivalry that is the Delta, the cotton farmers, the industry,
They're coming for you.
they're out to cancel me.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
The crazy thing about this is like I have not said a bad word about cotton.
We love Kyle.
Like I've not said a single negative thing about cotton.
But
This guy went crazy
he did.
in my Twitter mentions, and I was just commenting about this guy going crazy in my Twitter mentions. I have not disparaged the great name of cotton. Again, my grandfather was a cotton farmer. I have nothing bad to say about cotton other than the fact I don't want a cotton polo.
Well,
So
that's
in the
like I
100
said,
degree
we're
heat,
only a week into this rivalry, so
we'll see where it
we'll let
goes.
it go. All right.
I got to be honest with you. I muted this guy,
Yeah.
so
Well, you have him blocked, so
this rivalry is ended in
wait.
my
Well, we'll
mind.
see. We'll see how that
He
goes.
quote me as much as he wants to. He can talk about anything he wants to. He can drag me through the mud. I will not see it.
Well, we'll see how it goes. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. We were just at the Older Brother having lunch. That was a fantastic lunch, as you might expect. Tomorrow, today, as you're listening, Two Brothers Smoked Meats will host the Not Fall Camp Tour presented by Pearl River Resort. Starting 1 o'clock with, it's not Talking Dogs, but it's the Robbie Falk Show. We'll just call it that.
Sure.
He's going to be talking some local sports.
High school sports.
High school sports, Starkville Academy, Starkville High School. Follow that up at 3 o'clock, Sports Talk Mississippi. Zach Selman, Chris Jans, Brian O'Connor, Sam Purcell, Charlie Winfield all joining us live. And we've got pre-recorded interviews with Jeff Lebby and Coleman Hutzler for you to listen to as well. 6 to 7, Thunder and Lightning live. I don't have a guest for that, so you're just going to have to put up with me. I may tell Will, be like, can you just replay the Lebby interview or something? I might actually do that.
That's what I did on my first show.
That's actually not a bad idea now that I think about it. I could do Lebby and Hutzler and just take it easy. It'd be great. We'll figure it all out. Come see us tomorrow. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great gear to give away. We've got Genteel Apparel, Pearl River Resort giveaways. We got a ton of Super Talk hats we can give away. You're going to want to come get one at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. Robbie, Advantage Business Systems, they have copiers and printers and computers and laptops.
Yeah, I know.
Do you?
I've been doing this show for the last 4 years. Why would I not know that?
I'm just saying. I'm just making sure you knew.
You just don't think I'm paying attention over here.
Well, you know. So, if you're in the market for something like that, if you need a new copier, a new printer, I'm telling you, if you call Advantage Business Systems, that's something you will not regret. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Rob, do me a favor.
Yes.
Go out in there, go to that thermostat, and you just, whatever it is, about 3 degrees now. It's hot in here. You have my blessing. I'll handle it from here.
To what?
Whatever it's sitting on, go down 3 degrees.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. It's hot. Maroon & Company. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise you're looking for here in Starkville. Football season is coming up, and you need new gear. The place to get it is Maroon & Co. They have a better selection than anybody else. That thing doesn't work. It's like a little inside baseball here.
Guess what was
79.
82.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the way that this building is wired, it's not real. It's not actually 82 in here, but it is a little.
No, it was set.
Okay, yeah. What was it on?
82.
What was the temperature in here?
79.
Yeah, bring it down. Bring it down.
Is it 78 now? So.
Very good. Yeah, you could have gone down to 75. I wouldn't have said anything.
Well, I know. And you and I both are on the same page here.
Yes. So
somebody has followed this recommendation that they were giving them. Set your thermostat in the summer up to 78.
Whoever that person is can go straight to hell. I'm not even going to fool
about
around.
Halfway there.
You're used to it by now anyway. You're used to the heat. Maroon & Company has great Mississippi State gear, and we have a great discount code that you can save 15% off. Thunder 15. That's on in-store or online at maroonandco.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, I know where you can find it. It's at Maroon & Co. It's hot outside. It's hot in here. It's also hot at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. That's where you can find some great deals on the John Deere products you are looking for. How does $2,700 off the new John Deere Z900 Series zero-turn mower sound? I mean, that sounds like a great deal to me.
Excellent.
How does 0% financing on a new John Deere compact tractor sound?
Even again, better.
Sounds really good. Whatever it is you're looking for from John Deere, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has it. So check them out. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you want, four or less. All right, back into the rumblings here. Caleb Glover, do you think Lebby brought in the two defensive analysts so that if he has to move on from Hutzler, he can promote internally and maintain continuity? We've talked about that. We think that that could very well be the case.
Yes.
All right, moving on.
I was getting back to the
I got
start.
You, I got you. Despite not being from Mississippi nor living there anymore, listening to Will East talk about high school football is my favorite part of Sports Talk Mississippi all year. Thanks. Well, appreciate you.
He just messed up.
Yeah, so I mean, basically what he said is, I only want to listen to the show when Will East is on there, not when
you think Will's listening to this right now?
I think Will East is Caleb Glover.
He sneaks in every now and then.
So, is there a specific portion of the show y'all look forward to all year? As far as Sports Talk Mississippi, eh. But this show, I look forward to that those Monday shows with Tellem Falk and the Things That Are True and Coffee Is for Closers. Those are fun shows. Yeah. Win or lose, those are fun shows.
A lot of times we come in here and
excited.
We're like, oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Whether it's a win or a loss, like just to get it off my chest.
When writing my last question, I had to look at the staff directory for Super Talk Mississippi. Am I the only one who thinks Richard's photo makes him look like the sheriff of Nottingham? Well, now you got me. Let me
Is it
see here.
calling him a villain?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, yeah. Let's see here. Richard Cross. I don't see it. I mean, it just looks like Richard Cross. So how do I look? I got to get a new photo. That's a much fatter version of me. I mean, we need to get version 2.0 on there. Matt McCann has our small college mascot challenge this week. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
UC Irvine.
Oh. Anteaters.
No, they are the banana slugs.
UC Irvine?
Aren't they?
No, UC Irvine is the Anteaters.
Oh, you're right. Who are the banana slugs?
They're
That's
also
UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I was going to say they're also a
good job. You were right.
I have a Eater Nation shirt
okay.
from the 2007 College World Series. So.
St. Louis.
Billikens.
That's right. Southern Illinois.
Salukis. That's
correct. Delaware.
The Blue Hens.
That's right.
I remember them coming to Mississippi State one year.
He asked for a specific voice on this one. UT Chattanooga.
Yeah. The Mox.
The Moccasins. Yeah, very good. Andy Atkinson. Robbie. Sorry, Double A, the enforcer. Robbie, with the King of the Hill back for a new season, a question about the original run. I need to watch the new season of King of the Hill. What are your thoughts on Hank Hill's father and how he was portrayed in the show? Where would you rank him among the rest of the characters?
I know where he's getting at here after seeing his other messages.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Hank Hill's dad's name's Cotton, right?
Cotton Hill.
Yeah.
Lost his chance.
He was a very ornery
yeah.
individual.
He has one of my favorite quotes of the whole show where they introduce him to he's like, Mr. Tran, you get me a sweet tea? And Tran's like, I don't work here. I'm his neighbor. And so Dale's like, watch out for him. He's Japanese. And Cotton looks at him and goes, no, he ain't. He's Laotian. I don't know why that's so funny, but
I never
it is.
Really. I watched a lot of King of the Hill,
yeah.
But I never like. It wasn't really. It didn't hit my humor like Family Guy or South Park did. You know.
Yeah, I love King of the Hill. It's great, especially being a dad now.
I will watch the new season though.
Rob Hadaway, will the team be wearing gear this year supplied by Adidas using the finest in 100% cotton material? I hope not. That first game in Hattiesburg, we're gonna die.
It's like something straight out of like 1933 or something.
Yeah. Some leather.
Rob and Andy, who are like really good friends,
they're messing with us here.
They're coming in at the same exact time.
Yeah. Also from Andy, Robbie, who is the ESPN Ocho broadcaster that describes the average Joe's plans to forfeit because they don't have enough players for the dodgeball championship, only for his broadcast to declare that's a bold strategy?
His name would be Cotton.
Yeah. I thought I didn't catch the theme here until, and then I was like, he's talking about Gary Cole.
Yeah.
That's his real name. Yeah. So
I did on that one.
Rob Hadaway, when I was in school, we had 7 continents and 4 oceans. Now I'm told we have 5 oceans. Did we find new water? There are 5 oceans now.
So we have the Atlantic Ocean,
mm-hmm.
the Pacific Ocean.
Correct.
The.
Think up top.
Mediterranean's a sea.
The sea. It's up top. It's all the way up top. The Arctic Ocean.
Arctic.
And then you have the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
However,
what's the other one?
Part of the Indian Ocean, like the second half of it, is now the Southern Ocean.
Why?
They decided to call it the Southern Ocean.
They've got a line where you have now crossed
yes.
to the Indian Ocean. And
it's
the
like
Southern.
When it's like when you pass into Clay County.
Yeah.
There's a sign out there. You're now entering Southern Ocean.
Yeah, I like that.
So there you go. Also from Rob, why is Andy getting in the middle of my questions?
Yeah, that's true.
So, and then last one from Andy, from what I can tell, where would you rank Liev Schreiber's character from Scream 2 in his catalog of acting jobs?
Was actually a good acting job, I believe. He was Cotton.
I haven't seen Scream 2, so I didn't know what he was called there.
Yeah, they
Cotton Weary. Okay.
Yep, he was. I thought he was solid. Cotton Weary. The screams were interesting.
Hold on 1 second. There's a money question here. We're talking. Somebody's sending me something here.
It's a money question.
Yeah,
something that's obviously not.
It's related to our shows.
Okay.
Last one from Rob Hadaway. Do you think OA lost his shins in the war only after killing 50 men?
You know that if this gets back to OA, he's not going to consider that a joke.
Yeah. Like, Robbie, I still have my shins. It's like,
I don't think that this man is capable of understanding
yeah.
sarcasm or jokes or anything fun. He's angry. There's a lot of people like that online. They're just angry all the
They're
time.
angry all the time. Jeffrey Chancellor asks us, a freaking shark with a freaking laser beam to your head. What are
Jeez.
your top three go-to meals at a Mexican restaurant?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you my top three at the Mexican restaurant that I like to go to. That's Mi Hacienda. No ad. I like the number 45 combination fajitas. I want that. That's my number one choice.
What's the meat? What's the
Beef, steak, chicken, shrimp.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
All right.
The shrimp quesadilla is my other go-to there. And in my heavier days, I would get that and the fajitas. And then the number three thing is
That's a lot
there.
of tortillas.
Lot of cheese too. And then my number three is the Carnitas street tacos with a little extra of their spicy sauce. They have some really good spicy salsa over there.
Okay.
That's my top three.
I'm gonna say I like the P5 burrito at Uno Mas.
Ooh, I forgot
Steak
about that. It's so good.
burrito, rice and cheese. Very good. Massive. It's one of those like I can eat half of it and take the other half home.
Yeah, I can't
Like
do it.
that, if I'm with the family, we get the fajitas for two, and you have a plate full that you can take home after three people have eaten this fajita plate. And we get steak, shrimp, and chicken.
Yeah.
And then chicken chimichanga,
There you go.
rice and beans,
There was a
obviously.
Mexican restaurant on 12 called Guadalajara.
Yeah, it didn't last
That
for long.
didn't last long, but they had a birria quesadilla. It was really good.
It's kind of shocking that it didn't last because it seems like every
They're the
Mexican
only Mexican
restaurant.
restaurant that hasn't made it.
Like if you get a Mexican restaurant in Starkville,
Yeah.
it's going to last.
And maybe it's
Except for,
too close to No Way Jose. They had a turf war.
well, I think it's just the ghost of Pizza
Yeah,
Hut
I agree. I
past.
agree.
Like when Pizza Hut left that place, it's just become a graveyard.
Jeff Chancellor, University of Texas has fully embraced Matthew McConaughey as its celebrity superfan. Should MSU not follow suit with Ryan Reynolds, the actor?
They
They
should.
should absolutely do that.
They should make Ryan Reynolds the fan. That should be the real like Jeremy Pruitt situation.
Yeah, they
It's
should just
just
be
like,
like, Ryan Reynolds is at the game today.
yeah.
And then when you're like, really? And they put him on the field.
It's
But
Ryan Reynolds.
the
Like,
key to it is for Ryan to play it off as the most normal thing ever. Like, what's up? Like,
yeah, like
don't
I'm
act
gonna.
like you're surprised or anything. Don't try and angle any free stuff out of it. You're just Ryan Reynolds. I think that's a great idea. Willie Dizzle, if each community college around the state had a spirit animal, what would some of them be? How many community colleges are there?
A lot.
Yeah, we're done. Moving on. Hunter Boland, what's your
What,
preferred
like
way?
every hour?
Yeah. What is your preferred way to cook pork chops? In a pan?
But
They're
like,
good on the grill, but I prefer them in a pan. Oh, we're
are
just.
we frying or?
Oh, with a little oil, a little
Okay.
saute.
That, I mean,
Get them crispy.
if I got to pick my pork chop, it would be fried in a skillet.
Yeah.
But
I like them grilled, though.
if I'm cooking it, it's going to be on the grill.
Yeah. Which one of us is Beavis and which one is Butthead?
Brian's a butthead.
So I'm Butthead. Oh.
Yeah, you're
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
oh.
Oh. No, you're Beavis. You got to
Oh.
be Beavis.
That was like the I am Gangpolio.
I'm lightning hole.
I need TP for my bunghole.
Hey, I wasn't gonna say that. So
Well, that show was one that
way
I
ahead
have to
of
say I
time
was
too.
never allowed to watch. But if my mom wasn't around,
Yeah.
I was watching that. And
Yeah.
there was another show, it was Daria.
Daria was a spinoff of it,
I
yeah.
watched that too.
King of the Hill is kind of a spinoff, but it was like the gym teacher. Not the gym teacher, the
No,
other guy, the old guy.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show, Beavis and Butthead, just because it said Butthead. My mom had no
Yeah,
idea what
it didn't
the
matter.
My mom didn't know what the context was.
Do you remember the one where they were drinking the near beer? They were drinking like O'Doul's or something.
Uh-uh.
And like Butthead takes one sip and he's like, yeah, I'm feeling it. And Beavis like, all right. They think they're the cops show up and they're acting stupid and they're like, They're just drinking that near beer.
This is non-alcoholic.
Yeah, it's so funny. Andrew Norwood, better movie cameo. Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips, Big Show as Captain Insano, or Randy Savage as Bonesaw. It's easily Thunderlips. Hulk
It is
Hogan. It
Thunderlips.
sparked Hulkamania.
Hulk Hogan, that's what people don't understand. Hulk Hogan was just like starting in the WWF. He was not at that point the Hulkster. Like he was
Right.
not, he had not beaten Iron Sheik.
Right. It's
He had,
coming.
yes.
Yeah, as a result. So
So
yeah.
this was just like
This is the end.
they just got a big guy from wrestling to be involved in it.
Yeah.
And I want to say WWF like
They didn't want him to
didn't
do
want him
it.
to do it.
Oh yeah, like Vince McMahon Sr. told him, if you do that, you're out. And so he went to AWA. And then
Yeah.
all this happened, and Vince Jr. was like, come back. So
Vince was the Vince Jr. was the one
yeah.
because Vince Sr. did not
He didn't
want all the
name it all.
mainstream
He
stuff.
wanted to just stay in the Northeast and call
Yep.
it a day. Brad Baxter asked us, if you were to put together all 2000s MSU football team, who would be your starting offensive lineman, picking from 2000 to 2025? All right. The fact that you said it's just the offensive line, I'll do it. If you had said for you've wanted to start in 22, I would have moved on.
Pork chop.
No. Left tackle? No. Charles Cross, left tackle.
Yeah, but you could
I'm
put
gonna
pork
move
chop
pork.
at
I'm gonna
right
put pork
tackle
chops gonna be no. No.
or
You stay
guard.
with me. Stay with me. This is mine, and you tell me.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Charles Cross, Gabe Jackson, Elgton Jenkins, Porkchop Womack is my right guard.
Well, I was just listing. I don't.
I'm gonna I thought about
Okay.
it. And then David Stewart is my right tackle.
Okay.
That's my starting five. That's a nasty group.
I might switch out Big Country for Derek Sherrod. Derek Sherrod was an All-American
Yeah. I love Big
and a
Country.
first-round pick. I do too.
Yeah.
But he was now Big Country had the greater career and one of the best careers for an offensive lineman in Mississippi State
Yeah.
history in the NFL.
Yeah.
He was in the NFL for a long
I just
time.
want that nastiness on my group
But
there.
Derek Sherrod,
Derek Sherrod, great player.
first
Yeah.
round pick.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. I think the others, you're
I'm
probably
definitely pulling.
hard pressed to find better.
Cross and Jackson on the left side is ridiculous.
And Porkchop would be a really good guard
That'd be
now.
great. Be
Yeah.
great. Yeah.
You got to have Elton on there and you got to have Gabe.
Yeah. John Bryant Stewart, who will State have a harder time stopping this year? A quarterback with plus arm and accuracy, but doesn't hurt you with your legs, or a quarterback who is can scramble, but isn't known for his arm or accuracy? I think it's you always don't want to play a mobile quarterback.
This defense, if they can pin their ears back and get after the quarterback and they're formationally, I would rather have the plus arm accuracy guy. I don't want a guy that's getting out of the pocket because I just don't know if Mississippi State's going to have the guys
Yeah.
to neutralize that.
Exactly. Ford Polk, what is your favorite Uncle Junior quote? Well, I can't say it all. Can't say
We
it all.
both had the exact
It's the
same
same. We
one.
know the exact same one.
I said that quote in front of Brian and John one day
I wonder it's
at Bulldog Burger, and the waitress was standing right behind me.
sisters. Oh my
And
God.
she was like, "Can I get you guys something to drink?" I was like, "Sweet tea."
All right. I'm sitting here like patience on a monument waiting for discipline to be handed out. That's one. She's like a woman crying the blues because she, or she's, oh yeah, because she got, it's like a woman with a Virginia ham under her arm crying the blues because she's got no bread. That's one. You're the one about the Chinese Godfather? He made him an offer they couldn't understand.
Oh,
That's a good one. The joke about
there's way too many Asian
the
jokes
Chinese
in there.
guy who
Sorry,
goes,
Dalton.
the guy, the Chinese guy who goes to the doctor and he can't see, and the doctor says, you have a cataract. Like, no, I have a Rincon Continental. That's a great joke. Come on.
I want to remind everybody that this is
I
Brian
don't
and
remember. This is Dominic Chianese and David Chase wrote the show. All right. I'm just quoting it. There's just so many Uncle Junior quotes to throw in there. The one where he's talking about he's handsome, like George
yeah,
Raft.
George Raft.
That's a great line.
What a throwback.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess my favorite is like, get out. Next time, come heavier. Don't come at all. Like, Junior wasn't to be trifled with.
No, he was not.
So
He was trying to kill his
I saw
nephew.
one of my favorite ones today. I was just scrolling. I got the clip, and it was when he's talking to. It's when Tony's talking to Mikey Palmese. He's like, Mikey, how's the boy? What boy is that, Tone? The one you sleep with.
God.
Yes. I hated Mikey Palmese so much.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. What is your favorite Mississippi State, we'll call it FAFO moment? Mine is the 2006 game where they took the punt returner's head off because he was talking about Kareem. Of course, we're talking about DeMond Glanton
DeMond
just
Glanton
crushing
in
Jimmy
Alabama.
Johns, yeah,
Yep.
in Alabama.
Penn State had no shot in that game, but that was one thing that everybody could take pride in.
Yeah, they won that game.
Oh, sit. Yeah, they
Yeah.
did. Well, no, I thought that
No,
was
they won.
05 when that happened.
No, it was 06.
At Bama?
Yeah.
That was not at
No.
the kick return.
Johns talked crap about State after the 05 game. And the
Okay.
next year
For
at
some reason, I was thinking that was 05 on a
No.
kick
It
return.
was 06 on a kick return.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me.
Okay. No, I believe you. I've got my
I
years mixed
think I'm
up.
trying to think, is there one where somebody said something about State? Oh, I love Fred Smoot when he's talking about Ronnie Daniels. And he said Ronnie Daniels said we're gonna have a breakout game. And Smoot hit him with he must have been a rash he broke out with.
And the Vanderbilt
That yeah,
game
I'll let you
too
catch it if you do my
on
homework.
Moore.
That's a great one. There's another one from the when State won the 18 Egg Bowl and the highlight video where they're like, NWO, nobody was open. Like, that's a good one.
I loved the Houston Nutt saying there's only one team on the ride.
That's the answer. That's the correct
And
answer is Mullen getting him back.
that was amazing.
That was fantastic. That's
Like
number one. You got it.
the stadium almost imploded when he said that.
Yeah,
When he grabbed the mic from
I
Matt
remember
White.
looking around going like, "Uh-oh,
Yeah.
we're about to start going here."
Because he
And
had not really talked a lot of trash about Ole Miss at
I
that
asked him
point.
about that. He said he had no clue the mic was coming. I've never to this day never seen them just give the coach a live mic like that. And he said what he had to say. That's the
Now,
answer.
he shouldn't have said, we're never going to lose that team again.
That was the next year.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that, but still.
Well, in reality, he's in the locker room there. Like, that's
Yeah.
not one that you can. All right. Mangum Cafe, discuss the hair from Landon Sims and Casey Hunt. I mean, that's immaculate flow, in my opinion. They look great.
Yes, yeah, so Landon has,
Landon with a mullet is
it
scary.
looked like when he was first growing it out, it looked weird, but it's gotten longer and he's starting to look like a real deal, like
Yeah,
closer right
yeah.
now.
Are throw pillows worse on a couch? I say no, because
I use a pillow for my back.
if you go sit on the couch and you just throw the pillow on the floor, who cares, right? You go to bed, the bedroom, you're ready to go to sleep, or you're ready to just be in bed, and like you got to take like eight pillows off. That's annoying. I say
I kind
bed's
of it
worse.
just and it depends. Like I like
I don't mind a
pillows on the
pillow behind it,
couch. Like
yeah,
I'll
but I
sit.
don't want like seven pillows in
No, no,
bed,
no.
so. How quickly did the Lamona's funk leave Starkville with the hiring of Oak and the portal success? I mean, it's forgotten now.
Like 2 days.
Yeah, as soon as O'Connor was hired, yeah. Honestly, some of it went away when they swept Kentucky that first weekend. You're like, okay, you're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right.
Well, I think people realized that they got a shot to hire a really good coach,
Yeah,
and so it's just they didn't really,
exactly.
they weren't concerned about it.
Jared Reister, have y'all tried Big E's in Starkville? Have you? I haven't been
Absolutely.
there. I need to go.
Yep.
I need to
Very
go.
good. To me, one of the best hamburgers
Burger.
in Starkville.
Okay,
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I haven't been. We
Some
need to go
pork
there.
belly in there.
In the burger.
Yeah.
Okay,
It's
okay.
good.
Also, if you've never been to
Believe me, it was
Doe's
really
Eat
good.
Place in Greenville, you need to make a trip. I've never been to the original Doe's.
Not been in the original. I went
The
to the
one
one
here
in
in Starkville
Madison.
was not good.
So here's the thing. It's one of those places
You got to go to the
where
original.
you have to go to the
Yeah, I agree
original.
with that.
And I have not been to that one, but everybody that has frequented that place said it's nothing like it anywhere else. When
Yeah.
they popped them up around the
It's
state.
not the same.
Madison, I mean, the steak was good, but it was a different kind of atmosphere and
Yeah.
stuff. You have to go to the one in
I
Greenville, I
agree.
believe.
The Allegheny Boys tennis program. Would you rather State go 5-7 and beat Ole Miss or go 6-6, lose to Ole Miss, but go to a bowl? The bowl.
Yes.
You got to take the bowl. I mean,
And you
because think
can
about
justify losing to Ole
it.
Miss.
Yeah.
You started the season 6-5.
Yeah, you went into the Egg Bowl 6-5 thinking, oh gosh, they could go
So
7-5. That would be incredible.
you won at least two SEC games in that stretch,
Right.
which at worst is
You're telling me
Arkansas and
I'm going to
Missouri.
beat Arkansas. Yeah, I'm going to beat Southern, Arkansas, or Arizona State, Northern Illinois, Alcorn, Arkansas, and one of, let's say, Missouri or
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Yeah, I'll take that.
I mean, it would suck losing to Ole Miss again.
But you at least know you're on the right path.
Exactly.
Exactly. In pro wrestling, why does a heel never face hip toss a babyface or backdrop them? Maybe it has changed that. Backdrop and hip toss are babyface moves.
They are babyface moves.
You know, heels will throw clotheslines. They will they'll do kicks and punches, but they're not doing those moves like that. Those are not good heat moves.
Well, they sell the heel selling the bump
Right.
is what makes
What
the
makes the move? Exactly. All right. Tanner DeYoung, make an all-time state defensive line using only players who never made an NFL roster. I can't.
Ooh.
I mean, I can't even. Where would I start? I don't even know for sure who made it and who didn't.
All time? Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's something I have to like really think about.
Because there's people back in like, did Billy Jackson
Yeah.
go to the
I don't know the
NFL?
answer.
I
I'm
can't
sure he did,
remember.
but
That's your all-time leader in sacks.
yeah. Somebody like,
I'm trying to think recently who didn't like Josh Boyd made the
made
NFL.
the NFL. Everybody
Kale
makes a
Love.
roster. It's Kyle Love. I was thinking like Caleb Yule.
Jaden Crumity. Like they all made
Crumity's in
rosters.
the NFL right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So
I don't know.
it's
Marquis
hard.
Spencer's in the NFL.
No, I don't know if we could do it.
Yeah. Sean Ferguson, maybe. Could he make it? I don't know.
No,
Yeah.
he didn't do enough, I
I
don't
know.
think.
That's what I'm
John
saying.
Harris, the
Only
legend.
on spring, only in spring. I'm curious how you think guys think about the Arizona State game. If you take the name off the jersey, they're a preseason top 11 team coming off of winning their conference and making the playoffs. Not that winning the game is impossible, but it's starting 4-0, something we should base expectations on. Is there something about Arizona State I'm missing outside of them losing Cam Scattabo? If your expectations are to start 4-0, those are high expectations.
I don't think that's our expectations. I
That's not
think
my expectation at all.
we've said State desperately needs to start 4-0 to have an opportunity to get into bowl eligibility. I don't think that's I don't think that's outside the realm. I think expecting 4-0 is a bit of a stretch, but at the same time, if you think Mississippi State needs to or will get to 6 wins, it almost has to happen with a 4-0 start. I just don't see them getting that much better as the year goes on if you lose a game or two and getting like 3 SEC wins. It's going to be tough. But I mean, it could happen that they could be that drastically better.
Agreed. Rank these from Cody. Rank these from worst to least. Horseflies, mosquitoes, wasps, fire ants. Jeez, they're all tied for first. These are all bad.
I don't see horseflies
That's probably the best one.
much, so that's probably the least. Wasp and mosquitoes are the peskiest of them. My daughter was just sitting on the swing the other day, and a wasp just flew down and
Oof.
stung her. And mosquitoes, like,
The thing though with mosquitoes, not so
they're
much. What
attracted to you.
wasp? You can normally see them coming.
Mosquitoes is number
You
one.
how many times do you step into fire ants?
Yeah,
It's like,
you can see
oh,
the band.
you don't see
Now,
them.
there's a lot of times where you're standing in grass or something and you're just in one. I'm going to say mosquitoes, wasps, fire ants, horse flies.
Yeah, I agree with that. Landon Poole. Landon, I hate to do this to you. I've been listening to TNL for years, but recently came to my attention there is no way to watch the show. Granted, I know what both of y'all look like, but has there ever been an instance in y'all's lives that you have listened to someone on a regular basis, but have no idea what they look like? Landon, we're on YouTube every day. Yeah, see, you did it again. Fix my camera. There we go. Yeah, Landon, you can very easily watch the show. I don't know what to tell you. To
And
answer your
you're looking
question,
at us right now.
yeah, to answer your question, no, nothing I can think of. Where
Were you what?
I listened to them, but
You
I didn't
didn't
know
know
what
what
they
they
looked
looked?
like. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that happens to me all the time. I don't know who a lot of these podcasts I listen to, I don't know who the people are or what they look like. It's kind of like a shell shock when you actually see them.
Yeah. Like Conrad, you're like, damn, he's fat. He is fat.
He has a caricature of
Yeah.
himself, though, in his thing. I mean, you kind
Yeah,
of
that's true.
know.
That's true. All right, last one. Walking Bully. Rate these 4 months from best.
There's another one that just popped in that
Oh,
I
okay,
have
I
to
see.
have.
Okay.
That's my friend Drew that he
I'll
just
get it. I'll get
picked.
it. I'll get it. Walking Bully. Rate these 4 months from best to weather to worst. January, April, July, October. October, April, January, July. That's 1 through 4.
October,
October's the
April,
best.
because it's fall.
It's fall. April's second best because it's spring, even though you do have some tornado weather there. January, I mean, I can live with, I'd rather it be cold than hot.
Start of college basketball,
Yeah.
the end of football playoffs are happening. I don't know. January's nice.
I love it. Yeah. Who are the three starting receivers and which one's in the slot? To start the first game, Mosley, Thompson, Evans, with Evans in the slot.
Yeah.
You're right, I think.
That's who I expect.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's who I predicted on my
There you go.
all 22 thing.
Last one from Drew. Do you think you can make a blooper reel podcast of some of the best slip ups, misspeaks, and just most hilarious moments y'all have had while hosting Thunder and Lightning? Example, Robbie's slip up with the OnlyFans remark that broke me down. I don't even remember
What did
that.
I
I
say?
have no idea. That's the thing. Like, I don't remember. Once we hit stop, I don't remember.
Every now and then, when I say something or you say something that's like off color on accident, I'll clip it.
Yeah.
I have some of those.
Oh, okay. I
I have
need
the Jackson Dart one where I said
where it's, so
nobody's beating him
nobody's
off
going to beat
or.
him off. That I have when we were talking about. I was trying to do bold predictions, and you thought I said bowl predictions, and you said there was no emphasis on the D. That I
Yes.
have that one, and I have there's another one. Oh, what was it? There's another one I have where you said something. I was just like, was it one where like somebody could handle 2 men at one time or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. If y'all ever
There's
catch us,
someone out there that has
if
probably.
you give it to me, I'll fi never mind. That's gonna screw up there. If you give it to me, I'll take it.
Add that in there.
Yeah, put that on the list. But yeah, if somebody's got a list, I'll look at it. So, all right, tomorrow's show, back to football. Plenty of that to talk about. And of course, don't forget to join us today at Two Brothers Smoke Meats for the Nightfall Camp Tour. Robbie will be there. I will be there. We'll have great stuff to give away. Come check us out later today. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.